Text for today is in Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Mateo 28, 1 al 10. Pasado el día de reposo, al amanecer del primer día de la semana, vinieron María Magdalena y la otra María, a ver el sepulcro, y hubo un gran terremoto, porque un ángel del Señor descendió del cielo y llegando removió la piedra y se sentó sobre ella. Su aspecto era como un relámpago, su vestido blanco como la nieve, y de miedo de él los guardas temblaron y se quedaron como muertos. Mas el ángel respondió, dijo a las mujeres, "No temáis vosotras, porque yo sé que buscáis a Jesús, el que fue crucificado. No está aquí, pues ha resucitado. Como dijo, venid, ved el lugar donde fue puesto el Señor, e id pronto y decid a los discípulos que ha resucitado de los muertos, y aquí va delante de vosotros a Galilea. Allí le veréis, he aquí os lo he dicho." Entonces ellas, saliendo del sepulcro con temor y gran gozo, fueron corriendo a dar las buenas nuevas a sus discípulos. Y mientras iban a dar las buenas nuevas a los discípulos, he aquí, Jesús les salió al encuentro diciendo, "¡Salve!" Y ellas, acercándose, abrazaron sus pies y la adoraron. Entonces Jesús les dijo, "No temáis, id, dad las nuevas a mis hermanos para que vayan a Galilea y allí me verán."
Amén. Christ is risen. Cristo ha resucitado. We say that today, hicimos eso hoy, pero I want us to really consider what that means and how we should respond to that good news, to that gospel message. Quiero que realmente consideramos lo que eso significa y cómo debemos responder a esas buenas nuevas, a ese mensaje del Evangelio. But to do that, I want us to take a look at the resurrection account from Matthew. Para hacer eso, quiero que echemos un visitazo o escuchamos al relato de la resurrección de Mateo. It says, "After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb." Pasado el día de reposo, al amanecer el primer día de la semana, vinieron María Magdalena y la otra María a ver el sepulcro. Over the last 10 years or so, there seemed to have been nothing more than one crisis or after another. Los últimos 10 años, más o menos, parecen no haber sido más que una crisis tras otra, ¿qué no? Between division, entre la división, between distrust of our neighbor, la desconfianza hacia nuestros vecinos, el odio, hatred, racism, el racismo, political corruption, la corrupción política, a pandemic, una pandemia, y una crisis económica, and an economic crisis, most of us are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. La mayoría de nosotros estamos cansados. Ya no tenemos tiempo para ni vivir. We don't have time to just live. Y esas son las cosas públicas, and that's the public issues. This doesn't even include the everyday crises that we face as individuals. Eso ni siquiera incluye las crisis continuadas que enfrentamos individuos. with our marriages, con nuestros matrimonios, with our children, nuestros hijos, with our families, nuestras familias. We have crises in our own addiction, crisis con nuestras propias adicciones, our finances, la finanza, health, salud, even our immigration status, incluso nuestro estatus migratorio. These and countless others, estas y muchas otras, these are all real crises that we face every single day. Estas y muchas otras son todas crisis reales que todos enfrentamos todos los días. And after a crisis of any kind, después de una crisis de cualquier tipo, we might try to make the best of a bad situation. Podríamos tratar de sacar lo mejor de una mala situación. Or we might simply try to take the next logical steps, right? O simplemente podríamos tratar de dar los siguientes pasos lógicos. And as Christians, como cristianos, we may even decide that we need to go to the tomb. Incluso podemos decir que necesitamos ir a la tumba. That is to the place where we expect to find Jesus. Es a decir, la lugar donde esperamos a encontrar a Jesús. Even if it is only his body. Incluso si es solo su cuerpo. I mean, at least it's Jesus, a lo menos es Jesús. And to be fair, para ser justos, for far too many Christians, para demasiados cristianos, the best that we expect from Jesus, lo mejor que esperan de Jesús, is a corpse to remind them of the good old days. Es un cadáver que los recuerde los buenos viejos tiempos. Verse 2 says, versículo 2 dice, and suddenly there's a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. Y hubo un gran terremoto porque un ángel del Señor descendió del cielo y llegando removió la piedra y se sentó sobre ella. Su aspecto era como un relámpago y su vestido blanco como la nieve. Y de miedo de él, los guardas temblaron y se quedaron como muertes. Can you imagine? ¿Puedes imaginar esto? Because sometimes, while we're looking for Jesus, veces cuando andamos buscando Jesucristo, sometimes, en veces, we feel like things are actually getting worse. Sentamos que las cosas parece que están empeorando. Like, I'm looking for Jesus and now there's an earthquake. Yo ando buscando Jesucristo y mientras hay un terremoto. So many are already struggling with their faith or their relationship with God. Muchos ya están luchando con su fe o con su relación con Dios. Our relationship with the church, nuestra relación con la iglesia. Before all of these crises, antes de estos crisis, antes de la pandemia. Before the pandemic, we were already struggling with these things. And after we went through this unexpected crisis, y después de pasar por esta crisis inesperada, many people felt like their relationship with God or their relationship with the church was even worse. Había muchos que se sentaron como su relación con Dios o su relación con la iglesia era peor. Que nada bueno pasó, that nothing good came out of this. Y lo que pasó, what we see happen, es que la asistencia y la participación en la iglesia, the attendance and participation in church, dropped across America. Se desminieron en todos los Estados Unidos. There were people who were once desperate to hang on to a memory of good times that they once had with Jesus. Las personas que una vez estuvieron desesperadas por aferrarse a un recuerdo de los buenos momentos que una vez tuvieron con Jesús, they felt like they were losing everything. Sintieron como si se estaban perdiendo todo. A lot of things changed in that 2-year period. Muchas cosas cambiaron en ese periodo de 2 años. Our faith was challenged. Nuestra fe estaba, how do you say challenged? Estaba challenged. Write that down. But this is true. Esto es la verdad. Lo que pasó. Cerraron las iglesias porque dijeron, pues, no necesitamos la iglesia. They closed the churches because they said, we don't need church. It's not a necessity. No, es una necesidad. Y la verdad es que la gente que no vieron, the people who didn't come, realized that it wasn't a necessity. Se realizaron que no era una necesidad. Nada cambió. Nothing changed. And nothing changed. Nada cambió. Because so many of us were looking in a tomb for the corpse of Jesus. Porque hay muchos que andaban en la tumba buscando la cadavera de Jesucristo. Y andaban contentos con eso. We were happy with that. There's Jesus laying there. Mira, Jesús está dormido. We just clean him up. Lo limpiamos. We put a little perfume on him. Un poquito de perfume. Y todo está bien. Todo está en orden. Everything is fine. Don't mess with it. Y nos gusta. La verdad es, the truth is, we love that Jesus. Tenemos un amor por ese Jesucristo que está muerto, que se crucificó y está muerto porque me salvó con la crucifixión. He saved me with the crucifixion and I love that. I don't need him to come back to life. No necesito que esté resucitado. I like him in the tomb. Me gusta que está ahí en la tumba. Puedo venir cuando lo necesito. Ahí lo miro y ahí está. I can come and see him anytime I want. There he is. And the pandemic and the crisis, la pandemia y los crisis, they forced us to realize, nos forzaron a realizar que andábamos adorando algo que estaba muerto, that we were worshiping something that was dead. So many were already struggling with their faith. And after they went through this, they felt like things were worse. Había muchos que sintieron que todo era peor. And many of us felt betrayed, hurt, tired, or scared because we didn't know what to expect. Para algunos, la tumba, la iglesia es solo una tumba donde vamos con nuestros padres para contarnos acercando de este Jesús con él que una vez estuvieron juntos. For some, the church is just a tomb where we go with our parents to tell us about this Jesus that they once got to be with. And in the end, our lives were filled with chaos and emptiness, and we need more than just encouraging words. Necesitamos más que nomás palabras que nos animen. Many couldn't imagine anything good could come from these crises in their lives. Muchos de nosotros nos sentimos traicionados, heridos, cansados o asustados porque no sabíamos qué esperar, pero no podíamos imaginar que algo bueno podría venir de estas crisis en nuestras vidas. And so pulling back seemed reasonable. A retroceder parece razonable. But sure, the angels tried to comfort them. Claro, los ángeles tratan de consolarlos. They tell them in verse 5, the angel said to the women, don't be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who's crucified. Le dijeron los ángeles, respondieron, dijo a las mujeres, no temáis vosotras, porque yo sé que buscas a Jesús, el que fue crucificado. We often find angels in our lives trying to comfort us during times of fear and uncertainty. A menudo encontramos ángeles tratando de consolarnos en tiempos de miedo y incertidumbre. And that's good. Eso es bueno. But to be honest, sometimes we want more than just comforting words, right? Si andamos honestos, en veces queremos más, algo más que palabras reconfortantes. And many of us, especially as believers in Christ, who've already seen his work, muchos de nosotros, especialmente como creyentes en Cristo, que hemos visto su obra o experimentado su obra, those who have experienced his work, nos encontramos buscando a Jesús, no solo palabras de consuelo. A lot of us are looking for Jesus, not just words of comfort. But too often we feel like that's all we get. Con demasiada frecuencia, sentamos que eso es todo que obtenemos. Palabras, words. He's not here, he's been raised. As he said, come and see the place where he lays. No está aquí. Pues ha resucitado, como dijo, venid, ved el lugar donde fue puesto el Señor. We get to where we expect to find him. Vamos, donde esperamos encontrarlo, en la iglesia, la Biblia, oración, etc. Whether it be in the church, Bible, prayer, etc. But he seems to be gone. Pero parece que se ha ido. And all we see is the place where he used to be. Y todo lo que vemos es un lugar donde solía estar. It may be a place we once saw him. Puede ser un lugar donde una vez lo vimos. Or just the church, like I said, a tomb with our parents where they tell us about this Jesus that they once got to be with. Para algunos la iglesia es solamente una tumba donde vamos con nuestros padres para contarnos acerca de Jesús con él. Que una vez ellos estuvieron juntos. Pero al final nuestras vidas están llenas de caos y vacío. In the end, our lives are filled with chaos and emptiness. And we need more than just encouraging words. We want to see Jesus himself. Necesitamos más que palabras. De aliento, queremos ver a Jesús mismo. And I think that's fair. Yo creo que eso es justo. I think it's fair to feel that way. Yo creo que es justo asentarse así. But what happens? ¿Qué sucede? The angels tell them, go quickly, tell his disciples, he's been raised from the dead, and indeed, he's going ahead of you to Galilee, for there you will see him. This is my message for you. El ángel le dice, e id pronto a decir a los discípulos que ha resucitado de los muertos, y que aquí va delante de vosotros a Galilea. Ahí le veréis. He aquí os lo he dicho. Instead of telling them where to go or what to do in order to encounter this living Christ, en lugar de decirle dónde ir o qué hacer para encontrarse con el Jesucristo vivo, the angel seems to be trying to put them to work in ministry. El ángel parece estar tratando de ponerlos a trabajar en el ministerio. Seriously? You ever feel that way? ¿Se sientan así? Yo quiero encontrar Jesucristo. I want to find Jesus. Y tú me quieres poner a trabajar. And you're trying to put me to work. We're looking for Jesus because our world is falling apart. Estamos buscando a Jesucristo porque nuestro mundo se está desmoronado. And these people who are supposed to be messengers from God, y estas personas que se suponen que son mensajeros de Dios, they try to recruit us to work in the church. Tratan de reclutarnos para trabajar en la iglesia. And we may get, podemos entender that ministry is important, que el ministerio es importante. And that it takes people to participate in the many aspects of ministry in order for others to know Christ. Entendemos que es una necesita que las personas participen en muchos aspectos del ministerio para que otros conocen a Cristo. But how can we do that faithfully or effectively until we connect with Jesus for ourselves, right? ¿Cómo podemos hacer eso fiel o efectivamente hasta que nosotros reconectemos con Jesús por nosotros mismos? The last couple of years have caused many to step back from ministry. Estos últimos años han causado muchos que se alejen del ministerio. Incluso de la iglesia en general, and this is from the church in general, because they feel like they've been staring at an empty tomb this whole time, porque se sienten que han estado mirando una tumba vacía todo este tiempo, and they just want to encounter the living Jesus, y solo quieren encontrarse con el Jesús vivo. And during the pandemic, many Christians realized, durante la pandemia muchos cristianos se dieron cuenta that they were hanging on to a vision of Jesus that was dead. Que se aferraban una visión de Jesús que estaba muerto. They had heard of resurrection. Habían oído hablar de la resurrección. But they couldn't imagine it. Pero no podían imaginarlo. And so they feared it. Y por eso la temían. They feared change. Temían el cambio. There are many in the church today. Hay mucho en la iglesia hoy. Que temían el cambio, that they are afraid of change. They feared that any change in any way, temían que cualquier cambio en la forma en que eran las cosas, sería un cambio en Jesús. They feared that any change in any way would mean a change in Jesus. No podemos cambiar eso porque van a cambiar Jesús. You can't change that because that means you're changing Jesus. And you can't change that and don't do that. No hagan eso, no cambian eso. Cantan así, sing like that. Do this, do it that way. Don't look like them. Vale más que no se miran como ellos porque no quiero que cambien mi Cristo que tengo en la tumba. Don't change my Jesus in the tomb. And they couldn't handle that idea. No podían manejar esa idea. So what happened? ¿Qué pasó? They simply pulled back from participation. Simplemente se retiraron de la participación, incluso después de que se les animó a involucrarse más en compartir el evangelio. Even after they were encouraged to get more involved with sharing the gospel, they pulled back. After all, how can I minister Christ? Después de todo, ¿cómo puedo ministrar a Cristo? If I'm facing my own trauma in life, si yo estoy enfrentando mi propio trauma en la vida. Makes sense. Eso es justo. Praise God, however. Alabado sea Dios. Sin embargo, que las damas que fueron a la tumba para ver a Jesús, that praise God that the ladies who went to the tomb to see Jesus, the same ladies who went through a trauma that we can't even imagine, las mismas mujeres que pasaron una trauma que ni siquiera podemos imaginar, las mismas damas cuyos mayores temores parecían haberse realizado, the same lady whose worst fears seemed to be realized, those same ladies chose to respond in obedience to the message that God sent through his messenger. Esas mismas damas eligieron responder a la obediencia al mensaje, en obediencia al mensaje que Dios envió a través de su mensajero. Praise God. Alabanza a Dios. So they left the tomb quickly, says verse 8, with fear and great joy, and they ran to tell his disciples. Entonces ellas, saliendo del sepulcro, con temor y gran gozo, fueron corriendo a dar las nuevas a sus discípulos, y mientras iban a dar las nuevas a sus discípulos. Fueron a dar las nuevas a sus discípulos. There's an extra line in Spanish. Now I understand, yo entiendo. I understand that our natural tendency is to think que nuestra tendencia natural es a pensar que cuando más sentimos que el caos está, that when we feel like the chaos is taking over in our lives, cuando el caos está apoderando a nuestras vidas, we feel like we need to stop with ministry in order to handle the chaos in our lives. Que necesitamos detenernos con el ministerio para manejar el caos en nuestras vidas. And to find Jesus again. Y a encontrar a Jesús nuevamente. That makes sense, right? Because we know, nosotros sabemos, that things seem so much better, que las cosas parecieron mucho mejores, when we could clearly see Jesus in our lives. Cuando podíamos ver claramente a Jesús en nuestras vidas. And when we could see Jesus, y cuando podíamos mirar Jesucristo in the surroundings of our lives, cuando lo miramos en las cosas que rodeaban nuestras vidas. But I want to encourage you. Quiero animarte con esta realidad. I want to encourage you with this reality. That you can, tú puedes, regardless of how scary your situation, independent, de cuán aterradora sea tu situación, or how hurt you feel, or cuán herida te sientas, you can, tú puedes, you can choose to respond like the women did. Tú puedes elegir responder como lo hicieron las mujeres y darte cuenta and realize that your fears, que nuestros temores, that your fears do not have to interfere with your joy of ministry. Que tus temores no tienen que interferir con nuestra alegría de ministrar. And then consider this. Y luego considere esto. Verse 9 says, suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Y mientras iban a dar las nuevas a los discípulos, he aquí Jesús les salió al encuentro diciendo, salve. Y ellas, acercándose, abrazaron sus pies y le adoraron. Entonces Jesús le dijo, no temáis, id, dad las nuevas a mis hermanos para que vayan a Galilea y ahí me verán. Fíjase. Understand. It was only when they choose to obey, when they chose to obey their call to minister their gospel, fue solo cuando eligieron obedecer su llamado a ministrar el evangelio, even in the midst of their world falling apart and their desire to just find Jesus, incluso en medio de su mundo desmoronándose, I got it, y su deseo de encontrar a Jesús, it was only then, fue solo en ese tiempo, that Jesus finally revealed himself to them. Que Jesús finalmente se reveló a ellos. Did you get that? Fue solo cuando eligieron obedecer su llamado y ministrar el Evangelio, incluso en medio de su mundo desmoronándose y su deseo de encontrar a Jesús, que Jesús finalmente se reveló a ellos. It was only when they chose to obey their call to minister the gospel, even in the midst of their world falling apart and their desire to just find Jesus, that Jesus finally revealed himself to them. It's only when you choose to obey your call to minister. Es solo cuando eliges obedecer su llamado a ministrar. It's only when you obey your call to minister the gospel, even in the midst of your world falling apart, incluso en medio de tu mundo que se desmorona, incluso cuando sientes que necesitas encontrar primero a Jesús nuevamente, it's only when, even when you feel like you need to find Jesus before you can do this, it's only when you obey God, solamente cuando eliges obedecer a Jesucristo, that Jesus will finally be revealed to you, de que Jesús finalmente se revela a ti. There's the rub. And why? ¿Por qué? Porque es entonces cuando encarnas a Cristo. It's only when you embody the living Christ. ¿Dónde cuando entonces, cuando encarnas el Cristo vivo, respondiendo al Espíritu Santo y dando testimonio del poder y el amor del Padre? It's only when you embody the living Christ by responding to the Holy Spirit and give testimony to the power and the love of the Father. Solamente en ese tiempo se va a revelar Jesucristo. Only in that time will Christ be revealed. And he will be revealed even in your works. Y se revele en nuestras obras. You see, I get it. Entiendo que la pandemia, the pandemic, and every other excuse y cualquier excusa que tenemos has called us to pull back. Lo hace fácil para que podemos de reverse, a mover para atrás. Dice que ya no tengo tiempo, ya no tengo ganas. I don't have time, I don't have the I say ganas in English. The who? The will, thank you, the will, the desire. There it is, the desire to do this. I get it, lo entiendo, lo siento. But if you're looking for the living Christ, pero si tú buscas al Cristo vivo, you will only find him when you obey him. Solamente lo hallas cuando lo obedeces. When we do the will of the Father, cuando hacemos la voluntad del Padre, el Señor, la voluntad del Padre, thank you. I want to invite the team to come back up. This Easter's been weird. Este Pascua será muy curioso. Especialmente a tener un servicio unidos, to have a combined service. Because cultures are very different in our world. Las culturas son muy diferentes. If you don't believe me, just think about the family traditions you had to change when you got married. Piensa solamente en las tradiciones que tenías que cambiarse cuando se casaron. Yo fallé cuando me casé y le dije a mi esposa, así no guisa los huevos mi mamá. Yeah, I was smart, huh, Max? I was really smart when I married Tina's laugh because she already knows when I told my wife that's not how my mom cooked them. Right?
I'm not your mama.
It's hard enough. Es difícil. Atraer dos tradiciones juntos. It's hard to bring two traditions together. Incluso cuando venimos del mismo país, even when we come from the same country. Incluso cuando hablamos la misma idioma, even when we speak the same language. And so it's really difficult. Es especialmente difícil to worship God, a adorar a Dios, something that's very personal to each of us, algo que es muy personalmente a cada uno de nosotros, with two different cultures, con culturas diferentes. But we do it. Lo hacemos y lo hacemos porque queremos más de nada a darle gloria a Dios. But we do it because more than anything we want to give glory to God. Y esto, the diversity, la diversidad, thank you, es como se va a mirar en el cielo. It's what heaven looks like. Y ahorita, and right now, it's what our community looks like. Es como se mira en nuestra comunidad. Look around you. These are your neighbors. Mira sus vecinos. Unos que no hablan inglés, unos que no hablan español. Even some Portuguese speaking people, I won't say names. And it's easy, es fácil, especialmente en esos tiempos, it's easy to pull back. It's easy to use this difficult situation, a usar esta situación muy difícil, a decir que yo no quiero un parte de eso porque es difícil. To say, I don't want to do that because it's hard. But I praise all of you for being here. Ustedes vinieron porque, y saben que es difícil. Esa es la obra, es la cosa que Dios nos llama a hacer. ¿Qué creen que es el Evangelio? What do you think the gospel is? The gospel is that God himself has broken into creation to claim his kingdom. Amen. El Evangelio, las nuevas noticias son que Dios mismo quebró en su creación para traer su reino.
Amen.
Y el luz no lo quería, the light didn't want him. Or no querían el luz, they didn't want the light. They killed him, lo mataron. We brought our best weapon against him. Y al fin, está resucitado.
Amen.
And if we serve a living God, si vamos a servir un Dios que vive, let's stop looking in the tomb. Vamos a parar de mirar en la tumba. A decir que así lo hicimos antes y es lo que me gusta. To say that that's how we used to do it. And instead, let's go with this scary, resurrected God. I want to invite Martin and Pastor Martin and Pastor Rosalina to come up. I told you it was weird. Dije que era muy curioso. I didn't know what we were going to do. Vamos a seguir orando a Dios, adorando a Dios con la Santa Cena. We're going to continue to worship God by taking of the Holy Communion. We've been fasting for since Ash Wednesday. Hemos ayunado desde el miércoles de ceniza. Hemos ayunado que Dios nos causa a cada uno a reflejar en qué tanto andamos adictados a nuestros cuerpos. We've been asking God to just help us to identify just how addicted we really are to our own bodies, to how much our bodies control our minds and our spirits, qué tanto nuestros cuerpos controlan nuestro mentes y espíritus. To realize that what we need is God, que solamente lo que necesitamos es Dios. But we need to know that what we need, necesitamos que saber que lo que necesitamos isn't just God, no es solamente Dios. It's the living God. Es el Dios vivo. Que eso es lo que nos separa a nosotros a otros que no son cristianos. It's what separates us from those who aren't Christians. We believe in the living God. Creemos en el Dios vivo. And so we come to the table, venimos a la mesa, to eat the bread and the blood of Christ. These symbols that should have been of death, símbolos que sean hechos para el muerto. But through Christ, we know that they are symbols of life. En Cristo sabemos que son símbolos de la vida. And so we come to the table, each of us recognizing that we don't deserve to be there. Que no tenemos un parte en la mesa sin la gracia de Dios. But by the grace of God, we all come to the table, todos. Todos sentamos a la mesa de Dios, juntos, porque somos una familia, un pueblo de Dios. Y llegamos orgullosos porque Dios vive y nos deja llegar, where we celebrate in joy because God is alive and he allows us to be there. Pero también andamos tristes porque todavía hay sillas que no están llenas. who were also sad because there's still seats at the table that are not filled. Your work, su trabajo, es a darle las nuevas noticias, el evangelio al mundo. It's to share the good news, the gospel message with the world. And you do that by the way you live. Y haces eso así como vives. And as you do that, mientras que haces eso, Christ himself will be revealed to the world. Cristo mismo se revela al mundo. Just like in the bread and the cup, el mismo como el pan y la copa, no entendemos cómo trabaja Dios. Es un misterio. It's a mystery how God works through them, but we have faith. So I'm going to invite you all to come up. For all those who believe in Christ, who receive him as your Savior, to come up to take of the bread, the body of Christ, and the cup, to go back to your seats and to sit with them. Que agarren el pan y la copa, que se vayan a sus asientos y se sienten y esperen hasta que servimos a todos. So we serve everyone so that we can all together participate in this act of communion. Para que podamos participar todos en este acto de comunión. So Father, I pray that you bless the bread and the cup. By your Holy Spirit, that would become your body and your blood in a way that matters, Father. In a mysterious way by which you do a work within us. Bless them, Lord, and fill us with your presence through them. That these elements become acts by which your Spirit and your glory are shared within us. Fill us, Father, as people who no longer seek to find the dead, but to look for the living amongst the living. Use us as your people, Father, we give you praise in the name of Christ. Amen. Venga a la mesa. Come to the table.